You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This podcast is part of the 76ers Podcast Network.
Search 76ers Insiders wherever you get your podcasts.
In it comes to Joel. Nurkic on him. 5 seconds to go.
There you go.
Embiid driving, spinning, fading, hitting! 1.1 to go! Absolutely unstoppable!
Reddish to play in. Portland looking cross court. It's Lillard. He bobbled it. He turns. He doesn't get it off. And the Sixers win. They take the lead with 1 second to go. De'Anthony Melton defends Lillard, and the Sixers win the game. Oh, man, are you kidding me?
Matt Murphy, good morning. Happy post-Sixers win day once again. How are we feeling?
Hello, Lauren Rosen. Good to be back with everyone. 121-19 over the Portland Trailblazers, Joel Embiid. The game-winning shot, another 39-point game for him. Five straight 30-point games for Joel Embiid. Felt good to be back at home in front of the home crowd. It was loud in there, and overcoming a big deficit at halftime, the Trailblazers were up 18 at halftime. And this Sixers team, something about them, they just don't go away. And on the last play, James Harden was the inbounder. Joel Embiid won the game for the Sixers. It was awesome.
They're talking a lot about figuring out ways to win. That's been a buzz phrase for assistant coach Dave Yeager, who we get to speak to often pregame. Doc Rivers talked about it postgame and has a lot over this last week and a half when you consider the wins that the team has accumulated this season at the Bucks, at the Pacers. The Minnesota win a little bit more dominant, but then this one coming from behind once again, figuring out ways to get it done. They've now started talking a little bit more about making sure they're getting it done for the full 48. And of course, that's going to come in clutch in the playoffs for this team. But figuring out ways to win and proving that they can do it time and time again, an impressive thing to see, a great thing to see from a team with championship aspirations this year. Matt, if you don't mind, I'm going to dive into the box score, remind everybody who the key contributors last night were. If anyone stands out to you, send a comment, send a DM. We'll be sure to highlight them in the rest of the show. Then we're going to hear from both James Harden and the man of the evening, Joel Embiid, and then we'll get out of here. So,
quickly to your point on the full 48, like, yes, that is ideal, but to have three 20-point comeback wins this season that the Sixers have, they're 44 and 22 now, 44 wins already for the Philadelphia 76ers. It just shows that in a long NBA season, when a lot of teams would pack it in after a long road trip and you don't find your rhythm the first night back, it is a long season, and it's easy to kind of move on to the next game. And the Sixers have shown fight even in some of the games where they haven't come all the way back. And the three 20-point games doesn't even account for something like the Bucks comeback, which was only, and I say only, 18 points on the road against the number one team in the Eastern Conference. But I think it's just very encouraging because they've had countless double-digit comebacks. The Dallas game, they had the 15-0 start to the fourth quarter and nearly overcame, 80-something points between Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving. So a lot to like about the heart that the Sixers are showing. But let's get to the box score.
All right, Joel Embiid led the way for the 76ers once again. 39 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, 3 blocks. He shot 13 for 20 from the field. James Harden neared a triple-double once again. 19 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists. Let's go to Tyrese Maxey. 13 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal. Finishing up with the double-figure performers off the bench. George Niang, 12 points, 4 threes, 4 for 7 from 3-point range. De'Anthony Melton, 13 points, 3 for 4 from 3, 5 for 6 overall, plus 5 assists. De'Anthony really clutch in the second half last night. Matt, when you look at the box score, what stands out to you most?
It was tough to pick this time around for me. I think the bench contributions from De'Anthony Melton and George Niang with the threes is where I'm going with it, and I'm starting to read through some comments, some tweets and messages for that matter, but Ash said something about De'Anthony Melton's defense against Damian Lillard that led to the Joel Embiid game-winning basket. Daniel House was on the floor for that as well, came over to help, so they locked it down and it led to, they had to get stops. In a comeback, you have to get stops, and they were able to lock down and do that. But my box score takeaway is Melton and Niang combining to go 7 for 11 from 3 off the bench. Melton made 3 of his 4, and George Niang 4 of his 7. I think they just hit timely baskets. And on one of them, Anfernee Simons' shoe fell off for Portland, and they had numbers. And Melton has hit countless big shots that we've talked about, especially on home court. And they were able to get out on the break, a little 5-on-4, and he hit a big shot in the corner, and you know George Niang is good for a couple of those in front of the home crowd as well, where he gets that building loud. You said it in a tweet. Nobody really gets the people going quite like George Niang at the center.
The way that he celebrates his teammates as well. Sixers Adam had a reply that made me giggle. He said something to the effect of he thought that George was going to throw his shoulder out for celebrating so hard for his teammates in that fourth quarter as the Sixers were starting to launch their comeback. Let's hear from James Harden immediately post-game now.
That's why he's the MVP of the league. That's true.
Doc just gave you a lot of credit for the fact that you were able to read that he caught in a good spot and not draw the double team over. What did you see on that play?
Just don't run to the wall. Give Joel as much space as he needed to create a shot. Most likely, if he got a shot up, it was going in. So I just tried to run it, give him space and get to the dunker. And he created a shot. He made it.
What
are
you thinking of Tyrese's defense down the stretch of the game?
Huge. Tyrese, D'Anthony. We need efforts like that, you know what I mean? You got two of the best guards in this league, and Simons and Dame, and, I think we did a really good job, especially late in that fourth quarter.
I think it was the third time you guys went down 20 rather than win the game. Obviously, you don't want to get down by 20, but what does it say about you guys?
We don't quit. We don't give up. Obviously, like you just said, we don't want to get down 20, but we find ways to continue to stay in the game, and at the end of the day, all you can do is give ourselves a chance, and we did that tonight, and it worked in our favor. We got a lot of guys that can impact the game, you know what I mean? So whatever five is out there that's working, especially the closing game, that's what we're going to go with and give ourselves the best chance. Tonight it was, George out there, so it was rolling.
With that cut, you were kind of audibling at the end. Is that something you found you've been able to do with Joel, just kind of play off each other as the game?
Yeah, I'm not robotic out there. Like, if I see something, I'm just going to go out there. Even if we talked about it, we all out there on the court, so just basketball common sense. You got to think the game. It's not good enough just to go out there and run around and jump and shoot threes. You got to think the game of basketball. And that's what separates the regular guys that are athletic and can shoot the ball well from the elite guys who think the game differently. So, just trying to be unselfish as I can, and I'm just happy we won. Thanks, sir.
As James Harden said, some really clutch defense down the stretch, something we didn't highlight as much as maybe we should have in the open. De'Anthony Melton, Tyrese Maxey, absolutely massive in that group that sort of closed it down at the end. Doc Rivers came out of the locker room and said that PJ Tucker was giving Tyrese a hard time because he didn't know that he could play defense that good, and now he's going to expect it every night. And then, Matt, I know you were in the locker room as well, the guys yelling at Tyrese, two-way Maxey,
yes.
as the night winded down. So a little more pressure will be applied to Tyrese for a defensive effort like he had last night. I'm thinking about that clutch deflection down the stretch. And then De'Anthony Melton, we know what we get from him defensively. Intensity on both ends of the floor every night. But he was awesome on Dame closing down the game last night. Good contributions across the roster down the stretch. I like what Jeannie said. Jeannie said, like Paul Reed would say, they got that win out the mud. They dug down deep for the win, and I couldn't be more proud of the fellas. Derek says Joel is the MVP. He certainly played like it last night. Matt, your thoughts on anything James had to say before we listen to Joel, or other thoughts about the defense, Tyrese, De'Anthony, a really cool fourth quarter to be sure.
To Jeannie's point, head coach Doc Rivers said, we looked like we were in the mud in the first half on both ends. So they were indeed, they did indeed get the win out the mud, to quote Paul Reed. Our friend Winona did say in a message something about Maxey's defense, his play on both sides of the ball. And you're right, that was the loudest locker room talk was about Tyrese Maxey's defense. They were all screaming, like you said, two-way Maxey. And Tyrese actually, while he was being interviewed, heard some of that. And he's like, two-way Maxey, I like that. And the point about PJ Tucker and that veteran leadership, something else that Doc Rivers said was that PJ got in Tyrese's face in a good way in the locker room and said, you played amazing defense. So I thought that was cool. And just another example of what PJ Tucker brings to this team, to have someone like that. He was ultra supportive throughout that comeback, encouraging his guys. And that's the type of stuff you're going to need in the playoffs. But I know we're going to hear from the man himself, Mr. Game Winner, Joel Embiid, as well here on Spaces.
Mike says, last night was my first Sixers game. So amazing that we won. An extra bonus that Matisse was back in Philly, and Embiid's final shot was incredible. To point 1A from Mike, yes, of course, great to see Matisse Thybulle back in the building as a member of the Portland Trailblazers. Awesome tribute video that our Ryan McDonald worked on. Cool to see him get embraced by his former teammates, his new teammates, and get a round of applause from Philly, where he played all but his last 11 games of his NBA career in front of those fans. And then, of course, Embiid's final shot was incredible, says Mike. Let's hear from Joel Embiid himself immediately postgame.
All right, Joel's ready.
Joe, talk about this shot.
Man, I got the ball, at the top of the key. Had enough space to, really get whatever I wanted. And, as I dribble, Dame kind of showed some help, so I had to spin back in. But honestly, I just wanted to get to my spot, which is, that free throw area. And once I got there, I just knew, I had to make it.
Is that why you worked on that part of your game so much this summer for moments like that?
Yeah, I mean, that's the, that's a perfect spot, honestly, especially from my previous years. I had a couple opportunities of game winners and stuff, and, we kept trying to post. Like I said, it's easy to double, and there's not enough space. But when you get enough in those positions where, you at the nail or the top of the key, the court is wide open, because most of the time guys don't want to give up threes. He's been working out pretty well.
I think this is the third time you guys have rallied with 20 points down to win the game. Obviously, you don't want to go down 20 points, but what does it say about you guys to
kind of
keep rallying like this?
It's good, but like I always say, we got to get better. It's good. It shows you that we got some guys that can make plays. Guys are staying together. We're mentally tough. A lot of times in the past, probably down 20, guys would have probably be like, oh, game is over. Let's move on to the next one. But You know, we keep going. We keep finding ways offensively and defensively. But like I said, got to stop putting ourselves in those positions.
You just mentioned that there's been a little bit of difference than in the past. Like how do you guys continue to improve in that area? Because that's not necessarily something you go to the gym and just keep working on.
I didn't understand the question.
Like improving mental toughness.
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing it. We've been down, by 20, a couple games since All-Star break. Shows you, like I said, we got the right guys mentally.
Joel, how's this stretch been for you? I mean, you had 30-10 against Milwaukee, and you had 22 points in the quarter the last game, and then the game winner right now. I mean, how has this stretch been for you?
It's good. I'm really just working on my game, honestly, just, seeing what works and what doesn't. Trying to be aggressive and also getting my guys involved. Like I said, I can be better. I missed a bunch of free throws today. Had a couple turnovers, especially one down the stretch. So I can always be better.
But do you sense that you can't be stopped?
I've said it. I think I'm unguardable. It's all about using that and, trying to make my teammates better. And with that comes a lot of doubles and triple teams every single game. So it's about how do I make my teammates better every day. But, it's not just about offense. Defensively, we got to be better. I thought in the fourth quarter we did a better job, but that's how we got to start games.
What was that point? How important do you think adjustment was on defense?
Or
you spent a lot of that second half as a roamer rather than
playing. Yeah, in the third quarter, that's what we did. It was still kind of not working. I think a couple of plays down the stretch we went to 1-5 and just switching everything. I thought the game plan was to really trap Dame the whole game, and that hurt us a lot in that. And I think once we started going 1-5, I think I'm a pretty good defender. And defense matters. So I thought as a team we did a good job.
You guys have spent all season talking about this, but the march and how difficult the schedule is. You're now 5-1 so far. You've been able to gain ground on the teams in front of you. How satisfied are you with the way you guys have attacked what obviously is a pretty difficult stretch of the schedule so far?
It's good. When I saw the schedule, I actually liked it for us. It's right before the playoffs. You just playing a bunch of good teams that are over 500. It's good for us. It's a good test to go into the playoffs and see where you are. So for me, I love it, and I love the way we've responded. But like I said, we got a long way to go. I think we can be way better than we've been.
The pass that last you got from James, the read that he was able to make to get you the ball, does that even surprise you anymore that he's able to make reads that most guys can't?
Which on the last
pass? On the last pass, yeah.
We actually had a play, and, that's just, when you're playing with someone that has such a high basketball IQ, he was actually supposed to come and, I could hand the ball off or, fake it and go. But he's so smart, and he saw that, if I did that, he was going to bring his man into mind. And just by the way he cut and him trusting me, I had the whole floor was wide open. So, like I said, when you play with someone that has such a high basketball IQ, it just makes it easy.
Joel Embiid discussing everything that happened last night. His chemistry with James Harden continues to grow. The two of them continuing to embrace each other on and off the floor. James had a quote on the road, Matt, about how much these guys are enjoying getting to know each other, getting to know those spots that Joel was just talking about on the floor, and then getting to know one another off the floor so that chemistry can continue to develop. Matt, I love what Joel said about this tough stretch. And as we start to wrap up today and look ahead down the road, the Sixers will be back on the road very soon. Tomorrow night against the Washington Wizards in South Philadelphia, and then back on the road for a trio at Cleveland, at Charlotte, at Indiana. They come home for a single. They go back out for four more. Love that Joel is embracing it the way that he says that he is. It seems that the whole team has embraced this tough stretch. But Matt, as you look at this road ahead, what excites you and what are you most looking forward to?
No, I like what Embiid says about that, because you'd rather be tested, right? You maybe flip the switch to playoff mode a little bit early, and it was good to hear from Joel again right there for a few minutes after his game-winning shot against the Blazers. There's a few things that I wanted to touch on there. Of course, the Sixers do have the Wizards game coming up at home, and then, like you said, back out on the road where they'll be tested some more. But there were a few tweets that came in. I saw Fize and Claude talking about Doc Rivers' adjustments, and that was something that you heard Embiid speak about there, defensive adjustments, the lineups towards the end of the game. And something else he mentioned was that last play, and I've talked about it a little bit so far today. Doc Rivers praised James Harden for the read he made. Joel Embiid talked about how smart of a play it was from Harden as well. And we heard James Harden earlier sort of downplay it, but not bringing his man over after throwing it in, just giving Joel Embiid the space that he needed from an area that he worked on in the offseason, the elbow, the nail, just going to work and hitting the game-winning shot. It played out perfectly, but a subtle, great decision from James Harden to just get out of the way, kind of. And it was a split-second decision to go against what they had talked about, apparently, in the huddle, and not kind of give the handoff option back to Harden and just clear out. And it worked to the Sixers' advantage. One other thing that I wanted to bring up as well is down the stretch, there were critical free throws at various times. And I think we can cut Joel Embiid some slack, because he had made like 20-something straight free throws in the final two games of the previous trip. He missed a few, but he made them when it counted, and he against Portland. And he tied the game at one point. The MVP chants were probably at their height, Lauren, as you know. And James Harden started quieting the crowd behind Embiid. He sinks the first one, and then Joel was calling for more chants. I mean, he doesn't have eyes in the back of his head, but I wonder if Embiid could see Harden like in the reflection of the backboard or something, because he started calling for more MVP chants down the stretch of the game. I just thought that was interesting. He was embracing the home crowd after not seeing them for a while, and he was making the most important free throws of the game while Yusuf Nurkic on the other side was missing the most important free throws of the game and giving everyone free Chick-fil-A nuggets.
Yeah, a really cool moment, really cool moments down the stretch all night last night, punctuated, of course, by Joel Embiid's 21-point deficit eraser. Really, really cool to see the Sixers, like we've said all morning long, finding ways to win. They're 44-22 now. They will be back tomorrow night. Matt Murphy, I will let you have the last word.
The last word today. All right, so Washington maybe next. They're 30. Oh, I was on mute. First time I've done that since the Zoom era, I think.
You're good.
Sixers going for five straight. That's part of the last word. I'll repeat their record on the way out. They're 44-22. Still third in the East. Boston is 46-21. And then you have Milwaukee above that at 48-18. Four-game winning streak for the Sixers. The Wizards up next. 6 p.m. Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern, NBC Sports Philadelphia. 97-5, the Fanatic. The Wizards coming off a loss to Atlanta. They are 31-36, and pretty much the same group that have been Wizards for some time now, the same group the Sixers have seen this season. My final word will be about the Bluecoats, who are also on a winning streak. They're on a 6-game winning streak, and they return home. So for any live listeners right now that can get to Delaware, they play at 6 p.m. Eastern here on Saturday against the College Park Skyhawks. Mac McClung's the G League Player of the Week, and the Bluecoats have won 6 straight games. So winning streaks at both the NBA and the G League levels. We will have the broadcast of that when I see BFA Sports in the house. That is our production arm, along with Rowan University, and I will have the call with D. Lynam of Bluecoats Skyhawks later on, NBAGLeague.com. as well. So check us out if you haven't already. But Good stuff from the Sixers and the Blue Coats. Good stuff. Thanks to everyone for being here. Lauren Rosen, thanks to you, and we will talk to you next time.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it! Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.